Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Well, just days after Jared and Bethany Salty were married, they started the Royal Foundry and played their first live show at the GMA Awards. And this month, the duo will hold a CD release party and tour kickoff. And with me tonight is Jared Salty, one half of the Royal Foundry, a veteran musician and record producer. And we're going to talk to Jared in a few moments. But first, let's listen to Run Back, the Juno-nominated single from the Royal Foundry's debut CD, Wherever We Go.
When your face lights up and you're down in your heart, you see, darling, I know, and I don't see that spark. You turn away to try and ease the pain. It's easy to know who's the one to blame. Try to fix it, but you can't.
Into my heart, never knew there were things unsaid, but you were there from the start. You carry on your heavy loads, never could see how good it was, but you always knew the road.
With my hand stretched out and my face against the pain, you tight, let you know it's alright to fail. Be still in my heart, I will not part from your ways. Hold fast to the road, it will take you home. Try to fix it, but you can't.
Salty. Good evening, Jared.
Good evening.
Now, I've been doing some background information on you and looked at your bio on the Royal Foundry website, and found you started playing piano at the age of 5, running a recording studio by the time you were 11, and by 14 you won an international songwriting competition. How did you get interested in music as young as you did?
Well, my dad was always involved heavily in the Christian music industry, and he'd been doing it for, 20, 25 years before. So he had all this equipment, and we were always traveling with him, touring in the trailer and all that sort of stuff. So it was just embedded in me at a very early age.
So you started with piano. Where did you go from there in terms of instruments? Because I look at some of the credits now, and you're all over the place in terms of instrumentation.
Piano is really my first love and my favorite instrument. But I moved to guitar mainly because my dad played it, and it was another instrument I could learn. And that was around my teenage years when it was cool to play guitar. And then from there, I just picked up bass and all the other similar guitar instruments.
Well, looking at it too, not only are you multi-instrumental, you're into so many different musical styles. I mean, your own website says that defining you as an artist has always been a monumental challenge. Why the different, the interest in all these different musical styles?
Similar to my upbringing with being around music was the music we listened to, and my dad just always had records, cassettes, CDs of all sorts of different styles, and he's always been that way, so maybe it runs in the genes. One album would be a children's album, next country, next glam rock, so it's always been kind of around me.
Was there any one style that you kind of gravitated towards?
I don't know. That's tough. I mean, obviously right now it's kind of folk music, but I would say my favorite is still classical music because of piano lessons.
Looking at all of that and looking at where you've been, who have been some of the influences you've sort of gravitated to as a musician that have sort of influenced you, besides your dad? I know, because that was, you've already said that he's been there.
Yeah. People I know or like artists?
Both people you know and artists.
Honestly, my piano teacher was a big one, just because of her love of all types of music, and that's kind of rare in someone that teaches classical piano. Sometimes it can be kind of hard-headed just for classical music, and she really encouraged me in a lot of different styles. And then also Cat Stevens, Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, that sort of, I've always... like the older music, 70s, 60s, all that sort of stuff. And that's always been a huge influence. I'm not too much of a big fan of the pop music today, but I definitely like the old stuff.
And looking at that too, you named a couple of people who are strong songwriters as well. Was there an influence there in terms of your own songwriting?
Yeah, I think for sure. And when I first started songwriting, I definitely, it can sound kind of like a negative thing, but I definitely tried to mimic these guys. And some of them would be, if I were to release them, would be borderline plagiarism right now. But I think it helped me grow in a lot of ways, just trying to write very intentionally in that style.
But a lot of people start out that way. They kind of, until they discover their own voice, they sort of use the songwriters that they appreciate and kind of, like you say, mimic their styles in that. So you've done a lot of things. You've performed as a soloist. You've been a member of the Junkyard Poets. You're now in a duo with the Royal Foundry. Is there any particular expression like solo, band, duo that you lean towards more than the other, or is it just different stages at different times?
Definitely different stages at different times. I mean, Junkyard Poets was started in grade 11, grade 12, somewhere around then. And around that time, you know, the idea of being in a rock band and having really high energy shows was just something that really excited me and had a lot of fun with. And then by the time that wrapped up, I was ready to go into folk music and have a bit more of an introspective look at things. And so everything, I think, is just a season of my life.
You've also done producing as well. What are the highlights and challenges that you've had as a record producer?
I mean, it's difficult because that is my full-time job, and I really do love it, and I love getting to work with up-and-coming artists and just help them along the way. And that's the exciting thing, is seeing these guys evolve and grow in a lot of ways. Sometimes it can be a little bit frustrating when it's not a musical style that you're particularly fond of, but at the same time, that's a really good thing, and I think that stretches me in a lot of ways, because let's say I'm doing a Bill Gaither style album, and that's not the music I particularly like, but it really educates me on that and helps me learn other things and other licks and stuff that I can use in my music.
Mm-hmm. Who have been your influences as a producer?
Daniel Lang was a big influence. He just has such a natural sound, acoustic sound, that just really strikes a chord with me. And then I would say, what's his name? Rick Rubin. Rick Rubin, too. And I think a huge reason for that is he also is just very diverse in what he picks. He does rap, he does country, it's just all over the map, and I've always kind of liked that.
Great. Well, what I want to do is take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with musician Jared Salty, and we'll talk specifically about the Royal Foundry. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
It's you and me now, living the quiet life. It's you and me now, we've been burned once or twice. Say, ooh, come a little closer.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to All We Have from the Wherever We Go CD by the Royal Foundry. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with the Royal Foundry's Jared Salty. Jared, looking at the Royal Foundry website, it sort of tells the story of how you and Beth met. And again, that was it with Junkyard Poets. Sort of give us a bit of an idea in the background behind that whole story.
Well, we met. It was one of our first shows ever, actually. And we were playing at her dad's church. Her dad's a pastor in Pinoca, Alberta, and my dad had helped set up the show because they actually went to Bible school years and years ago together. So we didn't really know about that connection when we went down there, and she played some songs, and obviously I was a little bit interested, and then it kind of just went from there. And over 3 years, we just got to know each other, and yeah, now we're married and in a band.
Now, when did the idea of performing as a duo come up? Was that during your dating period, or did that come up after you were married? Sort of walk us through the genesis of all of that.
Yeah, we first started writing together when we were wrapping up the second album of Junkyard Poets, and we started writing a song together, and you know, just had a really good sound to it, and Bethany was really great with lyrics, and that's something that I've always struggled with personally. And it wasn't actually until we got engaged that we started bouncing around the idea of starting a band, and that's when we did our first single, Run Back.
And then you were sort of thrown into the deep end with that. Just after you got married, you had a chance to play at the GMA Awards.
Yeah, that was a great experience. It was definitely being thrown into the deep end. That was Bethany's second or third time performing ever, and on live TV too. So that was it was tough for both of us, but it definitely helped us grow in a lot of ways.
Well, looking at that and looking at that whole idea of performing as a duo, you said you started doing songwriting. That did that sort of start the idea rolling of this is something a direction you wanted to go and perform and start touring as a duo?
Yeah, I would say that that GMA experience going down to Toronto definitely sparked that. Like, the interest was there before, but that definitely kind of pushed into overdrive and was the moment that we knew, okay, I think we can do this, and I think let's make a go at this. And so, yeah.
So when did the idea of doing a CD come up?
We pretty much knew that the first week of being married. We wanted to do it regardless if we made this a full-time thing or not.
Well, looking at you said that in terms of songwriting, Bethany is more of the lyricist. How do you sort of share those songwriting duos? Those duties.
We kind of create the seed of the song separately, and then come together at the end. I've always found it very hard to write with two people in the same room at the same time, starting with an idea, and that's kind of both how we work, is just write something, figure something out, and then come together and then bounce the ideas off one another, and then you realize if an idea is good or not. But yeah.
Now, as a songwriter, I'm assuming then from what you've just said in it, you're more of a music first. Does that come to you first rather than the lyrics?
Yeah, music, absolutely, yeah.
And what about Bethany? Is she more of a lyric person?
I wouldn't say lyrics first, but she's definitely more of a lyric person.
Now, looking at and listening to the CD, there's a multiple instrumentation that's going on. Have you guys thought about how you're going to recreate that sound in a live setting?
Yeah, actually, we're working on our live show this week because we have our CD release concert and on Friday. So we've been kind of bouncing around with ideas and figuring out how to work that all out. And we have a percussionist that works with us, and he does bass, guitar, harmonica, and just kind of helps fill in the sound, because we want to still keep it very acoustic and live.
Did that whole acoustic folk sound, did that sort of just come together and that was something you both were attracted to, or how did you sort of choose that particular style?
What happened is I just rented a banjo from a music store, just wanted to try it out and have some fun with it, and then we quickly kind of fell in love with it and the sound of it, and sometimes when you pick up a new instrument, it just inspires a bunch of songs. And that was definitely the case. Picked up the banjo and, you know, within a couple of days, there was four or five ideas for songs that ended up being on the album. So then we kind of just knew that we'd go with that style, and it just felt really natural.
Mm-hmm. Where did the name the Royal Foundry come from?
The Royal Foundry is... It's kind of two things. It's one of our favorite ciders, and at the same time, it's also a foundry is where you refine metal and purify the metal, and then we kind of took the spiritual side of that with Jesus just refining us day in day out, and just. That's why it's called the Royal Foundry, because it's Jesus working in our lives and mm-hmm. helping us through situations.
What's been the reaction to the CD so far? I mean, it's been out, you've got the release coming up, but it's been out and people have listened to some of the songs that are on that. What's been the response to it so far?
We've been really blown away by it. It's been a very positive response. We thought people would like it, but we didn't think as much as they have. And we've gotten a lot of attention from some indie labels and management companies, and we weren't ever expecting anything like that. So it's been really exciting.
You've also got a number of hits on your video for All We Have, which blew me away because it's so layered with visuals and stuff like that, and you know, you coming in and out and Bethany coming in and out and, you know, different things. What's been the reaction to the CD to the video itself?
People have really liked it and have been really impressed by it because we did it on basically no budget at all. We did it with our friends in Vancouver that had the equipment, and it was kind of a spontaneous thing. We were just going to visit them, and they said, "Hey, you want to shoot a music video?" And we came up with the idea the night before and just went for it. So it's really exciting when something that you just go for and just try in a couple days and it works out so well. So it's been a really good response.
How long did it take to actually do that? Because there's so much in there.
The planning of the video took about 2 hours, and then the actual shooting we did in about 6 hours. We had a great team, though, that because the way that it works is there's all these layers, and you can't cross over this invisible line so that they can edit you together and have multiple views. So we had a great team that was just calling out cues and just yelling at us not to go over this line and that line. So without them, we would have never been able to do it in 6 hours, but went really smoothly.
How long did it take to edit down?
We didn't edit it, but I think it took, actually, we don't know. We got in a couple weeks after we shot it.
Okay. Well, what I want to do is take one final break, and then we'll come back and finish our conversation with musician Jared Salty. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Twist and turn and pulling me closer, closer to my heart, closer to the grave. Whisper softly, sings a sweet melody, bleeds the kind of love that this young soul.
Me in, molding me slowly, dear to my heart, a little lump of clay. The love I see, or the love I'm feeling, heart, don't lead me astray.
When we show the cards, the show is hard to not give up for the middle. Thank you.
is sacred, love is caring, love is patience, love is kind, love is selfless, love is daring.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to In the Middle from the Royal Foundry's Wherever We Go CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with the Royal Foundry's Jared Salty. Jared, what's next for the Royal Foundry?
What's next is we're going on tour in a couple weeks here, and I'm going to be going across Alberta and BC and just spreading our music there. And actually today we're shooting another music video with our friend, so that should be coming out in a month or so, and somewhere around there. And yeah, we're just always writing, so we're like ready to start recording some more material. And we've got a couple cool singles that we'd like to release soon, but we'll see how that goes.
Any sign of doing anything down in the eastern part of Canada?
Yeah, we're actually working on a U.S. tour that's going to take us up through Toronto, and plan to do a few shows there in the fall.
Great. And what's next for you on your producing front?
I mean, we're focusing a lot more on the Royal Foundry now, but got a lot of really cool artists that I'm working with. Gabriel Clark, Justice Brown, just some really creative, inspiring artists that I'm just really excited to try some rap and try some kind of Ed Sheeran folk music. So that'll be this summer, and excited to see how that turns out.
Great. And where can people find out more about the Royal Foundry?
TheRoyalFoundry.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter. We're on all the social media stuff, so great. You can check that out there.
Great. Well, Jared, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Jared Salty. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.salonministries.ca. That's www.salonministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Salav Ministries, email robert@salavministries.ca or follow us on Twitter at Salav13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.